When Glacial Lake Wisconsin drained during the last ice age, it left a landscape that would defeat many of the best efforts to tame it.
When the glacial lake drained, it evolved into the largest stretch of wetland in the state, the Great Swamp of Central Wisconsin, as it was called. Other parts of it, the parts that were slightly higher and drier, developed into pine barrens, as we call it, oak savanna, areas that resembled, really in many ways, a park. Groves of trees, and in between was native grasses and sedges in the wetlands. It was a natural landscape and a managed landscape in that Native Americans also burned it on a regular basis. And that maintained those grasslands. None of this land is really good for agriculture. And that, of course, has affected the history here. Marsh farming in general was a particular feature of Juneau County. The state kept agricultural statistics, and you'd go down the list of corn, oats, and da-da-da-da. There would be hay, and there are always two categories for hay. There was tame hay, and there was wild hay. Wild hay was marsh hay. It was a crop that was free for the labor. You did not have to sow it, it came back. Occasionally they would attempt to improve it by burning it.
They'd come out horseback with cartons of the old farmer's matches. And they'd spread out a half mile apart and ride back north, setting fires all the way. And all the marshes, and that was burnt off. That's why them marshes were so clean and abundant with hay.
One farmer told me it was the best hay you could possibly feed to horses. And the other one said, well, we worked the horses so hard, they were so hungry, they ate anything. It's even marsh hay.
By the end of the 1800s, the American frontier was coming to an end, and settlers had to look for opportunities on less fertile lands.
There is a surplus of people in rural areas who were looking for land. In addition, there also was a great wave of European immigrants, Poles and Bohemians, Czechs, still plenty of Germans. The majority of these people found jobs in American industry and built Chicago and Milwaukee and those big cities. But there were many of them who also were interested in land. You have this submarginal land, of which there is a lot in central Wisconsin. And of course, northern Juneau was part of that. Joe Babcock, who was a congressman from Juneau County, he had made his fortune with the Nisida Lumber Company and owned a lot of land. And he and others, he wasn't certainly alone in this, they discovered the new technology of the day, which was the steam dragline, the steam excavator. This device was really the Death Star for wetlands, certainly in Wisconsin, but really all over the United States. This machine was powerful enough to dig ditches and drain the Great Swamp of Central Wisconsin.
My folks came from Iowa back at the turn of the other century. They really pioneered that country. They came just as the ditches, the drainage ditches, were some of them were being completed and others to do.
Developers organized several drainage districts, which would tax farmers to pay for digging miles of ditches. Despite the extra tax, the offer of cheap land attracted many farmers from Illinois and Iowa.
Land had got so high priced down in them states that they couldn't afford to start farming. And this land was advertised by land companies, and it enticed young couples to come up and buy some of that cheaper land. So this is a picture of my folks and the Williamses, which were other settlers. And that's a picture of my dad and me as a baby and my sisters. This was the first place that my folks built when they came to Wisconsin. This was the second one that they built and started.
When you drain these marshes, they look really good. There's a couple of feet in places, and sometimes more than a couple of feet, of black peat. Looks like fertile soil. But of course, it's not. It supported a crop, a good crop for maybe a couple of years, and then its fertility was worn out. Then it was just dry stuff.
Well, when they drained all this water off, what Leopold called the drainage dream became the drainage nightmare, because now you got this dry stuff on the top, and it was very common for the early settlers in the spring of the year to light the grass afire. Well, can you imagine lighting the grass afire when there's this dry kindling, this peat moss, and that gets a hold? That would smolder all summer long and may not even go out until midwinter when the snow actually puts it out and you get enough snow out there. So all of that peat burnt off and all was left was this sand that really wasn't productive at all.
There's the great quote from Aldo Leopold that the drainage dream sucked dry the marshes of central Wisconsin to create farms and created ash heaps instead.
The farmers had agreed to buy the land and be taxed like everybody else normally, but then also to tax themselves in addition for this ditch. Many of them could not survive the tax consequences of this, so they walked away from it. So there was lots of land there that was left vacant, was gone back to back taxes.
By the 1930s, half the land is in delinquent taxes. The drainage districts went broke.
During the Great Depression, years of record-breaking drought made a bad problem even worse. Eventually, the federal government stepped in with a New Deal program called the Resettlement Administration. The RA began buying up land in a wide area of Juneau County as part of a larger program throughout the Great Marshland area, conserving wetlands for game birds and animals.
They would actually find another farm for someone and say, well, we'll buy your farm, and this farm is practically worthless, and then we'll also get you, help you in this other place.
In 1934, the agency bought out the farm of the Walter Brundage family, who lost several crops to frost in the low-lying area. It purchased a new farm in southern Juneau County and resettled the family there. While many were more than happy to get out, about a third had managed to succeed and saw no reason to leave their homes.
My folks were very reluctant of selling out. They liked it here. They did very well. Dad had quite a name for Jersey cattle. And it got down to where they were the last ones there.
Eventually, all the farm families sold out. And the Civilian Conservation Corps, or CCC, set up camps in Nisida and Findlay and began work building dams on drainage ditches. As the water backed up, it reflooded the wetlands, and the ecosystem began to come back to life. With the stroke of a pen, President Franklin Roosevelt created the Nisida Wildlife Refuge in 1939, setting aside over 46,000 acres of land. The state of Wisconsin leased a similar acreage for the Meadow Valley Wildlife Area, and from that point on, a large portion of Juneau County would be preserved for conservation and recreation. As the wetlands returned, the number of waterfowl rose dramatically. And over time, the Nisida Wildlife Refuge would play a key role in helping to save several rare and endangered species.